Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Hi there. How are you? What's on your mind today? You tell us 701-271-1100. Toll free 855-200-1776. Local number's nice and easy. 271-1100. Text us if you like. 701-237-1590. So call 271-1100, text 237-1590 to weigh in on what's on your mind. You tell us what's on your mind. Simple as that. On the program today, we're going to talk next hour with Lynn Helms about the latest month of production figures, oil and natural gas, and drilling operations in the Bakken. Department of Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms here to talk about those numbers and always breaks them down and gives us a lot of good insight and analysis on all of that. He'll do that on the program today. We're going to talk to Don Shibley, state senator from Mott, North Dakota, District 31. He has written a piece rebutting some of the news headlines on the connecting of dots, I'll call it, between the legislature turning down a $6 million proposal that would have made school lunches more generous. Right now it's a federal program. We already have paid school lunches for poor families. And it's set by the poverty level. This proposal would have made it more generous and increased the percentage against the poverty level of which free lunches are available. They opted not to spend $6 million on that. The connecting the dots part comes from the fact that later, after that was turned down, there was a proposal to increase the amount of meal stipends that state employees get when they travel. And very reasonable, like breakfast from $7 previously to $9, and it's basically adjusting for inflation is what they're doing. Nobody's getting caviar and steak and shrimp, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
On the road. Now, state employees happen to include legislators. So the liberal media ran with this, oh, Republicans don't want to give kids free lunches, but they are giving themselves a sweet deal in their meals. So is the perfect little thing to demagogue. We'll talk to Don Shibley about that today on the program as well.
We're, you know, what I know from Sue Barron, for example, from the Golden Drive Homeless Kids, who feeds and works on getting homeless kids in Fargo-Moorhead fed every day. Kids have lunch in school. I mean, it's when they're out of school, when finding, you know, food insecurity.
And that's a parent deal.
Unless they're homeless. But then, you know, great hearts and minds like Sue come together and, you know, they're working and trying to figure it out. But for sure, we have to make sure, if we have a child in school, no matter what the situation, we have to make sure they get lunch. I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
I agree, but I don't know that the state has a role in that.
True.
I just don't know. Yeah. How, I mean, logistically.
Well, they have to have a role in it because the districts get the money from the state through the Fed, et cetera. I mean,
is that a
their
pass
budgets
through?
Come from, you know.
Yeah. Here's my
idea. There's less money in the school lunchroom every year, too, to make it, you know, stretch it. So they're, you know, you get three beans instead of four or, you know, whatever.
My big question on this debate is whose primary responsibility is it that kids have the food they need? Is that something you want the state to do? Federal government currently does it. That's in the Farm Bill. You know, do you leave it to them? Or since they could screw up a one-car parade, do you take it back from the states? Do you say, you know, parents have to be there with a safety net when parents aren't there, like local charities? I don't know the answer to it. But what I do know is it's silly to say, you give yourself more money in a free meal thing, but then you stiff don't give kids free lunches. Kids have free lunches that are poor right now today. Talk to people in schools. They will say, if kids are in schools and don't have the money to feed themselves, they don't pay for lunch, period. So we got to deal with some facts there. What else? So anyway, we'll talk to Don Scheibele about that. Final guest of the day coming up here a little later on in the program. Fox News settled with Dominion for $750 million over the lawsuit by Dominion. Do you think Fox did the right thing here by settling, or do you think they caved and therefore is going to have a ripple effect to others to say, well, these big companies can be bullies now. They could be bullies and control what the media says and does. What do you think, Kev?
I'll throw one right back at you. Do you think Dominion is legit? Do you think the machines are not hackable? Do you think there's nothing to see there? Because if so, then Fox deserves to pay that. I don't believe in any world that Dominion and voting machines aren't corruptible. They're you know, and just come back there. Hey, there's nothing to see there.
Here's what I don't understand.
There's touch screens, and they're good. You can't hack them.
If I'm Fox News, and I have somebody that believes the machines are totally corrupt, Kevin Flynn, he thinks the machines are totally corrupt. He's going to be a guest on our program. Isn't it my opinion? Isn't it your opinion?
Yes.
Isn't it the free speech?
Yes.
Where you say one thing and somebody else says another thing?
Yep.
Happens all day long.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's what Laura Ingraham is. That's what their opinion journal. They're not reporting. They're opinions. Those are shows.
We now know that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS all lied about the Hunter laptop story being Russian disinformation. They lied about it. They had people on who lied about it. Should they be sued? Now, if I'm Fox News, I settle this lawsuit too. And I'll tell you why. Because they had a bunch of people, including the owner of the network, Rupert Murdoch, the CEO, it's a publicly traded company, saying, hey, this is garbage. A lot of their anchors were privately saying, this is poppycock, and then going on TV and saying something different. And once Dominion got a hold of that internal communication by email, what's Fox going to do? You're going to put Sean Hannity up there saying, well, you had somebody on your show 7 nights in a row saying this, but you were saying that privately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes it a little difficult. I don't think they wanted to subject their anchors to that, so they thought it was worth... No, they did not issue a apology. They didn't say we were wrong. We didn't say we're screwing up. It's a settlement. So nobody is right or wrong in this. It's just they coughed up a lot of money because of it.
Which says that, you know, to most everybody, Fox realized that they were wrong. They're guilty. Dominion is comes out, you know, no unscathed, no nothing.
Well, that's logical. That's
now Dominion can move forward saying, "Look, we are not. You cannot hack our machines. We're completely secure. You can trust us. Look, Fox lost to. They knew that they didn't have a case against us because we're secure and we're this and it'll give license to put them everywhere.
Should Fox News have settled this? Knowing what we know, should Fox News have settled this lawsuit? And what will it mean going forward for the effort to?
I want to hear what Mike Lindell has to say about this one.
Yeah.
Really want to hear what he has to say.
Because he's been sued by Dominion as well.
Yeah.
And has said he'd never, ever, ever settle.
No, take it. And he wants the fight.
Yeah.
And Fox should want the fight.
By the way, CNN.
Why would you bow?
CNN is furious that Fox News settled the Dominion lawsuit out of court.
And CNN has all kinds of videos on YouTube about from stories they did about machines being hacked not that long ago. Same machines. Every network, as a matter of fact.
Wait a minute. Was that when Democrats lost?
That's exactly when that was.
Oh,
Scott.
Yeah. Interesting how that works.
Yeah.
We're going to find out why CNN is ticked off about all this. I have a thought on why that may be. We'll dig into that, too, when we come back. What do you think about it? Should they have settled 271-1100? Let us know on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kender, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Kevin Flynn is exactly right. He's exactly right about Fox News caving to Dominion, how dangerous this is, what a dangerous precedent it sets. But here's what's going on, because I've done the research. The upper executives at Fox News, the Murdoch brothers, the producers, etc., the upper echelon, the executives, they hate Trump so much They hate Donald Trump so much, they do not want him in as president ever again. They hate him so much that instead of standing up for the truth and the First Amendment, they would rather cave and pay to a corrupt election machine company, Dominion, who flipped our votes in real time because we saw it, and they can't tell us we didn't see it.
Bingo. Fox, yep, there's something there.
787.5 million dollars.
Oh, man.
Over three-quarters of $1 billion for the settlement in Dominion versus Fox yesterday. What do you make of that? And is it a good thing or a bad thing? Were they wrong to do it? Kevin says, bad idea. I actually think they had no choice.
Oh, yeah. The way that this went down with Fox, yeah, they couldn't.
I mean, Fox lost this lawsuit the second they lost the battle over internal communications. Right?
Yep. Much to Dominion's love and, to their glee.
Now, as I mentioned, CNN is furious about this. Listen to Oliver Darcy from CNN talk about the decision.
This $1.6 billion case has been settled by both Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News. This, of course, averts a trial that would have been an agonizing process for Fox News. You would have seen top stars like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson have to testify along with Rupert Murdoch, the aging Fox chairman. He's 92 years old. He would have had to come down to Wilmington, take the stand. And so none of that's going to happen because there has been a settlement reached. This trial would have really put Fox on trial for the election lies they told in the wake of the 2020 contest. This was really going to hold the network potentially accountable for that. So we're not going to see this public trial where people like Murdoch would have had to answer to this jury why they allowed these deranged conspiracy theories to take hold on the network's air, despite, as we know, as a result of this trial, as a result of the discovery, that they knew these lies were not true, that they were unhinged from reality. We're not going to see that process take place in court. Jake, I know that there were a lot of people that wanted this process to take place in court because outside the media defamation case, this was also a really, to some extent, a trial built about, made about democracy and democracy at large and elections. So, you know, this is going to avert all of that. It's going to save Fox, I think, a lot more added embarrassment.
What in the world is about democracy now? It's about democracy. Is everything about democracy at CNN?
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I'm a Republican. Oh, you're against democracy. I'm a conservative. You're a threat to democracy. But do you hear why, in that clip, CNN is ticked about this not happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Allison Camerota, formerly of Fox, also ticked off about this from CNN.
It's chump change for Fox. They make more than $1 billion a year, their news division. And so this is a victory for Fox. They don't have to put their big stars on the stand, and they didn't even have to issue a public apology. When you guys say that they admitted that they lied, no, they didn't. They're saying that we acknowledge the court's findings that certain claims about Dominion appear to be false. That doesn't say we lied. That says they're false, and they say certain claims. They're not even saying they made those claims. They're not even saying which hosts of theirs made their claims. I think that this is the best outcome that Fox could ever have hoped for once they got themselves into this mess. They're
right.
Not going to have to say on the air, we fudged the truth, we lied, we disseminated disinformation.
No, it's not enough of a head on the chopping block for CNN. They're a little bummed out that there wasn't more there.
Well, again, we won't get anything. No one will really dig any further than, look, Fox had to pay $750 million. Those machines are secure, or they wouldn't have had to pay.
I think the reason CNN's mad is because they wanted this spectacle.
Yeah.
They wanted all this.
Listener buddy says, DEFCON 31 hacker convention's coming up in Las Vegas August 10th. Send Kevin and Mike Lindell as a cyber expert to Vegas. And we'll bring you back video of Dominion voting machines offline hacks by voters to voter rolls changed by kids as young as seven with their cell phone.
I remember that.
This is happening in Vegas, August 10th through the 13th, DEF CON 31.
Threat to democracy.
Yeah.
If
you go to DEF CON 31 and somebody hacks a Dominion machine, you still good with everything? I mean, I would love to go to that.
I'm still back on the fact that this guy says the trial would have been a trial balloon for democracy. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
I got nothing.
Is this not the United States of America? I mean, when free speech turns into defamation, it's not a threat to democracy.
Yeah.
That's just delusional. Oh, my gosh.
He feels as though it is.
And he says, there were a lot of people that wanted this process to take place. Like, yeah, people at CNN.
Yeah.
They wanted to watch this, is what they wanted to do. Oh, that's absolutely crazy. Your caller, says a texter, a listener, your caller that said Murdoch's hated Trump and wanted him to lose is correct. Links to a Daily Mail story about James Murdoch's wife tweeting anti-Trump posts and wanting a Biden win. I remember that. Yep. Another listener, Scott, I think Fox just funded Dominion's cheating machines for the 2024 elections. Was it by design? Maybe this is part of the plan. By the way, if reports are true that they profit $1 billion a year, they just gave up three quarters of a year's profit. That's not a small deal for Fox on the balance sheet.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they have insurance for suits like this. I don't know. Could be. Scott, CNN and the deep state would love to see this trial go all the way into the election season. That's why they're mad. 100%. You couldn't be any more. Correct. You're absolutely right. Murdoch didn't want to deal with it, says another listener. Fox would have crushed Smartmatic, a.k.a. Dominion. Rupert saying, my fingernails dirty in this deal. I don't want to do it. Another listener says, so Fox News has 70% of the staff that thinks the Dominion voting machine story is total BS, and 30% of the Fox News staff thinks that there might really be something there. Will Fox News ever have the guts to put anything on that that everybody doesn't agree with at their network? A good point. You're going to have internal disagreements over a particular story. What happened to fair and balanced? We report, you decide. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me what you know, and let me decide what the deal is. That's what journalism is all about.
That went away decades ago.
This is, but this is what is in my mind, detrimental. I mean, any network is going to see this and say, no. We better not let that opinion on. Not let that opinion on. Well, you're not a network anymore then if you don't allow opinions. Just plain wrong. Tell us what you think. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks contrasting his vision for the economy with House Republicans' vision. Biden will talk today at an undisclosed location about 2:30 p.m. Eastern and claims growth should be from the middle class out and the bottom class up instead of an economy that trickles from the top down, according to the White House press release. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today and is expected to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest last week of Teixeira sees him facing charges of disclosing USA secrets to the world. Twitter CEO Elon Musk is concerned of bias in artificial intelligence, saying programmers can use it to lie. Musk advises safeguards need to be in place.
We'll probably want to have some kind of hardware off switch.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on, everyone is the first or last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us want to cross?
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wednesday Wheels Day. We love talking about a great deal, and guess what? We have a local one-owner trade. We talk about a lot of those in Pucklich. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City, right there on Main. This one is a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu LT. 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine with turbocharger, only 53,994 for miles, gets 27 miles per gallon in the city, 37 miles per gallon on the highway. Some serious good gas mileage there. Silver ice metallic with jet black premium cloth seat trim. Has the backup camera, the full technology package. Now, this was $16,500. It's only $15,500 a day. Save $1,000 only if you tell them you heard about it right here on the flag. So if you're looking for a really, really good deal, Wednesday Wheels, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, right there in Valley City. Great deal on a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu LT. Isn't that a great deal? Fabulous. Texter says, yes, Fox should have settled. The Fox hosts were caught lying. We know from their internal correspondence they didn't believe the very claims they themselves were making on air. Taking the stand in court would have been publicly repeated the contempt they showed for their own audience. See, I think I agree with that. I think that Fox had no choice but to settle after they had internal communications saying, "Hey, this is crazy. This is poppycock. This is nuts." And then why are you talking about it on the air? I don't know. That just seems so bizarre to me. I don't get it. Very dysfunctional.
Right. And when it comes to Fox, that's the problem I've got is this: everyone in everyone's mind is going to vindicate Dominion. Whether, you know, Fox screwed, you know, if they were premature in their reporting on the, you know, the hackability of these machines or the corruption of these machines, shame on them. You should have paid. But again, this is going to vindify, you know, vilify or whatever, you know, Dominion.
Yeah, Dominion looks to be getting off scot-free when the issue was never really litigated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the tragedy here. Because now they'll say, hey, like it's been saying, hey, there's nothing to see. In fact, Fox had to pay us.
Which is why they
said. So you should let our machines come into your state, too. We are secure. We're good to go.
Mind you, Dominion had to say yes on a settlement, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, $750 million.
Yeah.
No problem. By the way, to the question of are Dominion or are voting machines capable of being hacked, and a listener friend sent that we should go to this deal in Vegas, the DEFCON 31 hackathon going on. What would you think would be harder to hack into? A satellite in space, or a voting machine? Because they have a HackerSat 4 that's registered, where you can register, the registration's open at DEFCON 31. The satellite hacking contest to rule them all returns to DEFCON 31 the fourth time. If you want to test your space hacking skills, get your name on the list as soon as possible at HackerSat.com.
Wow.
These are people that sit around and hack satellites. And you don't think somehow they're not connected to the internet. Well, okay. The process is full of holes, man. And, this is scary to me.
I found something on Mike Lindell for you, too. You were asking about this earlier. We're going to give Mike a call and have him join us to talk about it. This is now... Full disclosure, an NBC News report. Headline, Supreme Court rejects Trump ally Mike Lindell's appeal in 2020 election lawsuit. The MyPillow CEO is fighting a defamation lawsuit against the voting machine company Dominion filed over his election conspiracy theories. There you go. And NBC has decided this. Why have a trial? NBC just decided it. It's an election conspiracy theory is what it is. The Supreme Court on Monday rejected MyPillow Mike Lindell's bid to fend off a defamation suit the voting machine company Dominion Voting Systems filed over his, get ready for it, far-fetched claims about the 2020 presidential election. Wow, I'm not even one paragraph in the headline, and the first paragraph I've got election conspiracy theories, and I've got far-fetched claims about the 2020 presidential election. The justices... decision not to hear the case means a federal judge's ruling in August 2021 that allowed the lawsuit to move forward remains in place. Lindell, a prominent TV salesman for the pillows his company makes, is an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump. By the way, what's that have to do with this story? Right?
Yeah.
Good lord. Dominion sued Lindell and MyPillow in February 2021, claiming $1.3 billion in damages and alleging that Lindell purposely pushed the big lie that Trump won the 2020 election. Lindell repeatedly echoed baseless claims that Dominion's machines manipulated vote counts to ensure that Biden defeated Trump. The claims have been widely debunked. I just can't get this. I can't get three paragraphs into an NBC news story without puking. You know, throwing up in my mouth. Here they go again. The claims have been widely debunked. In the lawsuit, Dominion argues that Lindell knew his claims were false, while Lindell's lawyers say he genuinely believes them.
No, the claims have been, you know, denied, did not debunked. I mean, the only people that I've seen debunking things is Mike Lindell, assembling teams of people that are debunking the thought that they're not hackable, that they're... You know.
Lindell's lawyers wrote in court papers, quote, Lindell asserts today, as he did throughout the relevant period, that his statements regarding Dominion, its voting machines, and the integrity of the tabulation were and continue to be valid, accurate, and true. You gotta love Mike Lindell, don't you?
Bring it on.
He's not afraid to continue to say exactly what needs to be said. I love it. So there's your answer on Lindell. This is... proceeding to court is what's happening with that. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on this today on What's On Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Oh, my gosh, have I got text to get. I'm getting backed up here. Does CNN think it was a threat to democracy when they settled with Nick Sandman? No kidding. Yeah, very well said. Was that a threat to democracy? Wow. Another listener says, I don't understand how Fox caves here when Mike Lindell talks about all of this real evidence of hacking and computers in info showing the corrupt machines. This should have been easy to prove.
Well,
maybe that's why there's
we got to get back to the case that Fox, well, that they would have made. And the fact that they had internal communications saying, hey, I don't know about this, but we're saying it anyway.
Yeah.
That's grounds for them to go, well, your guys were saying stuff, but they didn't believe it. And we have the proof here, so
and by the
that
way,
hurt us.
Fox,
that's where they lost.
Fox didn't say we lied. Fox didn't say we're wrong.
No.
Fox,
they just said, here's your money.
And, you know, Dominion has to settle, too.
Yeah.
So did they want the scrutiny of the actual machines? This was really more about...
Good point.
This was really a lot more about, okay, we said one thing privately and another thing on air.
Yeah.
That's what this lawsuit was settled for. Really. Kim in Fergus Falls, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I can't believe what you just said. So your comment was that, yes, the anchor shouldn't be lying. It's clear from behind the text documentation in the lawsuit that they knew that they were not telling the truth. Good for you. I like that we're both in agreement on that. But for you to say that Dominion got off scot-free, they were never being... It's not their problem. It was Fox that was under the scrutiny because of their nonstop lying.
Yeah, true. I'm agreeing with you.
Go ahead.
I'm agreeing with you. Dominion sued Fox. What I'm saying, when I say they got off scot-free, they didn't have a close examination of the allegations at hand, and clearly they had to settle as well. Now, Mike Lindell's case is going to be on the technicality of what he's saying, and they have to, you know, make the case that that's not true. So, that's a defamation case.
Well,
but I think Dominion saved themselves some embarrassment in this too.
Not a chance. You have that completely twisted and wrong. They presented the evidence that they did not tamper with the election voting machines. That clearly has been decided by a number of other courts. This one took Fox to task for continuing to say they did when it was not true. And Dominion proved that they did not tamper with the machines.
Dominion has proved nothing of the sort.
Dominion hasn't proved anything. Find me one case where they've been brought in and they've lost, or they've won. I mean, you said a bunch of states. What states? Where'd that happen?
Oh, the election tampering has been investigated by numerous states over the last 2 years. And
yeah, most of them are still in litigation, or they were guilty and nothing done about it.
That's not true.
You can,
that is not true.
Look at Arizona. Look at Wisconsin.
A lot of the cases. A lot of the cases,
yes.
Kim. A lot of the cases, Kim, were didn't get to the nitty gritty in investigation because they didn't have standing and who brought them. So what I'm getting at is Dominion has managed to bully a lot of people into settling these things. That doesn't definitively answer the question, are these machines? And that's what the Mike Lindell lawsuit will do. Because Mike is, again...
Well, that'll be an interesting one.
Yeah, it will.
That'll be an interesting one.
Because, again, he's alleging Dominion voting machines and the integrity of the tabulation were and continue to be valid, accurate, and true. He's saying what I said about Dominion is still true. So that'll be the debate, which I think will be interesting.
It will be interesting, but I would say to you that you are passing on false information in the same way that Fox News passed on false information. And if you want to stand behind that false information, you could consider yourselves under the same scrutiny that Fox is, because you have an obligation to tell the truth.
Well, we've told the truth based
tell
on our opinion.
Truth. And you don't ever have to worry about it.
We've told the truth based on our opinion, Kim, is what I'm saying. And the difference is we're not exchanging internal emails saying this is crazy, but we're saying it anyway. That was the rub with Fox. That's why they settled this lawsuit. Appreciate your call, though. Please call again. Brandon Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 271-1100.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment.
targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How about some Swedish meatballs today? How's that sound for lunch? PetroServe USA has them. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna, your choice. PetroServe USA location there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders. Glendon has Swedish meatballs, chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury Steak on 45th Street in Fargo. Mmm! Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Brent in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brent.
Yes, I'm calling in on the Mike Lindell investigation on this, so voter fraud. If he has all this information, I was watching Bill O'Reilly one night on his show, and people call in with questions or text questions, whatever. And a person had asked Bill O'Reilly about election fraud and Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly said, you know, if he's got all this information of fraud, why hasn't he taken it to a court or a judge? Can you answer that for me?
Well, I think
he is.
Tried many times.
Well, no, he is. There's a number of cases that Dominion and Smartmatic are facing. The Fox settlement is the first one of many. They still have numerous other cases pending against a defendant over the fraud claims. They even have a separate case pending against Fox News, Smartmatic and Dominion, between Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, OAN, Newsmax. The guy that was the former, Patrick Byrne, was the former CEO of Dominion, who came out and said, yeah, they are hackable. And then the Mike Lindell case. Now, the Mike Lindell case, they probably, well, in fact, none of these, it's likely, it says, to be a while before any of these pending cases go to trial. Powell, Giuliani, Lindell won't go to trial until at least mid-2024. So, and there's not been one other win or any Dominion win anywhere else that Kim wanted to bring up, but these are all waiting to be litigated. So, and I think they all want them to be litigated because none of them had differing internal communications saying they didn't believe what they were saying.
I would also argue that this wasn't the win Dominion thought it was going to get. You know, they ended up with less than half of what they asked for, and they didn't get an apology. They didn't get a we screwed up. They didn't get anything there. So I think this is all yet to be determined. And what I want to see is an actual court case on the mechanics of the machines and the allegations, the opinions by some, and the company saying, no, that's not true, and here, let us show you. You know, that to me will settle it once and for all. But we're not there yet, Brent, you know?
Well, that was Bill O'Reilly. He said if he's got all this, why isn't he in front of a court or a judge? Because he never takes it. So, I don't know, maybe he is now.
He has been for a while.
I've actually talked to O'Reilly about this before, and O'Reilly very much, in fact, O'Reilly was offered like six figures to sit down with Mike Lindell and do a Q&A with him, you know, to really press him on, you know, okay, well, you say this happened, where's the proof of that happening? And he didn't want to do it. So I don't know. I think O'Reilly's sort of in the mushy middle on this case from a journalistic standpoint. Brent, appreciate the call. Thank you. Nate and Williston, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, my question is, if Fox News settled this in outside of court, why did they settle it outside of court? I feel like it should go to court, because what is Fox News not? What is Fox News hiding?
I don't know that they're hiding anything, but I think if you have internal emails,
you didn't have a good case.
Where the CEO, the chairman of Fox News, says this is crazy talk, and other anchors are tossing things back and forth saying it's not true, and then you're putting people on that have an opinion that there was something there. I just think they were compromised from the beginning. To me, that's why they settled. You know, they lost before it began.
Okay, but if they weren't telling false information at some point, then why did they actually even have to pay? I mean, if they have factual information, why are they having to pay?
Because they were privately saying that it wasn't factual, and we're still putting people on TV. I like your idea of the debate, of the argument, but I think they lost that opportunity because of the emails. When they lost the battle over giving you internal communications, they really lost it. Tom in Osakis, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I just wanted to get this put into the conversation because it's been forgotten for so long. Back in, I believe it was October or September of 2019, I have a copy saved on my computer. There was a letter written to the Federal Election Commission signed by Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, by Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren and others, warning of problems with the Dominion voting machines.
Ding, 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 ding.
When Donald Trump lost, this got vaporized. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, conservative or not, we should all, as American people, want to know what this is about. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Maybe Kim and Fergus would want Dominion to sue Amy Klobuchar.
Well, you know, and if you go down the rabbit hole far enough, back when they were talking about Scorecard, remember Scorecard and the Smartmatic deal? That was all part of Obama gaining control of the ability to do that and hammer and scorecard. That's what it was. That was part of manipulating the software. That's way down the rabbit hole, but
this one's far from settled. There's much more to do. I want to tell you about Swanson Hyperbarics. My friends there want you to know about the Hocket, this hyperthermic ozone and carbonic acid transdermal technology. What you really need to know is it's for a single purpose.
It's really, it makes you feel better.
For strategic wellness and vitality. And I've been in it, so I can tell you that. 30-minute sessions. Make an appointment today at Swanson Hyperbarics, 701-929-3930. Book 5 treatments. Your 6th is free.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot socks, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2 and save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.